State Representative Peter Battaglia checking in. Good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. And let's give that weatherman a big shout out and say thank you again.
Yeah, you betcha. He has been on a roll lately, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's been beautiful. It's actually been beautiful to travel around northern Michigan and see people up here and enjoying it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the last time we talked was last Monday, as a matter of fact, just before the big primary election. So I guess first thing on our minds would be what are you taking away from the primary day on Tuesday?
Well, it was a normal turnout, which is always disappointing.
Yeah.
You know, I think we had about 20% throughout the district, the 106th district, that turned out. And really, primaries, as we talked about, are so very important. But the nice thing is so many of the local millage requests had passed.
Right.
And it's really interesting, Kevin, to see that people are generous in northern Michigan, especially when they could pass a millage for something they can see and touch and know that it actually is helping the community. So northern Michigan is very generous.
You're right about that. And now, keeping with that theme, we've seen a lot of yard signs go up, but I guess they got to come down, right?
You bet, absolutely. My team is out today taking down the big signs that we have out. And all the yard signs, most people have zoning 10 days after the election. They have to come down. So it's a good thing to clean up the yards and clean up our open spaces by getting rid of those signs for now. And then they can go back up in September.
Yep.
To support the candidate of your choice. But it's a good thing to get them down.
You betcha. All right. Well, now let's talk a little business. Something dealing with Hartwick Pines, the oil and gas leasing there?
Yeah, it's very interesting that the state is considering a lease of oil and gas reserves, which has been found under Hartwick Pines State Park over in Crawford County. And that is truly the area where the biggest oil and gas reserves have been found. And I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but being part of the Great Lakes Legislative Caucus and the chair of tourism, I'm watching this one pretty hard. I want to make sure if it is leased out, I want to know how they're planning on getting it. Are they going to be disturbing any of these 400-year-old virgin white pines?
Right.
You know, so we're going to be keeping a close eye on that one, and we'll keep you up to date on that.
Yeah.
as it develops.
Very good. Now, one of your stops recently, Thunder Bay Health Center.
Thunder Bay Health Center, which does such a wonderful job up here in northern Michigan providing health care to residents and some of our smaller areas that don't have hospitals, you know, Onaway and Rogers City and Alcona and up and down the line in 106 districts. And, you know, they don't have access to the big hospital, so they're there providing wonderful care. And they have an expansion project at their Onaway facility. It was part of the groundbreaking ceremony yesterday. It was quite an honor to be there. They're expanding it to help more people, and it's a good thing for all of us here in northern Michigan, and get people in there earlier with preventative care, which helps a healthier lifestyle all through life, and it's a good thing for all of us.
Boy, no doubt about that. All right, and then one final thing. I didn't know about this because I was a Boy Scout, never made it to Eagle Scout, but the Girl Scouts have that same kind of thing.
They do, and I was also a Boy Scout, so you know the Boy Scout handshake, I'm sure.
Yes.
So, but tomorrow, I'm really honored to present a Girl Scout Gold Award, which is the top award for Girl Scouts. It's very similar to the Boy Scouts Eagle Scouts, and it's Brianna Baker here in Alpena, and she's just such a great young lady, and it's quite an honor to present her with an award from the governor, myself, and Senator Molinar. So tomorrow's going to be a great event for her, and I'm sure something that she can keep for the rest of her life. And you know what's nice, Kevin? We tend to beat ourselves up that saying, you know, the kids aren't involved anymore.
Right.
They're not as what they used to be, but we got to stop that and say, look at these great young people standing up for us as a society, and this is one lady that needs to be honored.
Boy, no doubt about that. Kudos to her, and for you to bring that up so that we can make sure to mention her and all the fine folks who volunteer for scouting in general, too.
That's right.
Yeah.
And, you know, the adults that stand up donate their time to help guide these young people through life, and we have to respect them, too.
Now, if they want more information, Peter, about what you're up to and what's going to be happening, you're very easy to get a hold of.
Very easy to get a hold of, 517-373-0833, and call anytime.
Sounds good. Peter, you have a great weekend, my friend.
You bet, Kevin. Have a great day.